This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Each year on Christmas, Queen Elizabeth delivers a Christmas message. This year, it'll be in 3D. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us from London. Happy Christmas, Stephen.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you, Mark.
Now, before we get to Her Majesty's very special custom 3D glasses, how many people can actually see this in 3D, and how many really watch the speech in any form?
Well, there are 1.3 million 3D TV sets in Britain today. How many of them will be tuned into the Queen is anyone's guess. Watching the Queen's speech has become very much a minority activity in recent years. When people do watch, they tend to do it as a family or as a group. So there could be some issues over whether there are enough 3D glasses to go around this afternoon.
Okay, so now we have the monarchy, the embodiment of tradition and 3D television, cutting-edge technology. How do these two meet?
Yes, I mean, it is a bit strange. I mean, we learn to our surprise that the Queen actually owns her own custom-made 3D glasses, a very snazzy pair with the letter Q emblazoned in crystal on either side.
Impressive.
But she does seem, yeah, indeed. She does actually, in her 87th year, seem to be ready to try anything new. You remember the opening ceremony of the Olympics this year. She played along with the spoof whereby she apparently climbed into a helicopter with James Bond, the actor Daniel Craig, and they both apparently parachuted into the Olympic Stadium. So, yeah, she's definitely loosening up in her Jubilee year.
So we talked the medium, and we only have a few seconds, but what's the actual message? What does she have to say in this?
Nothing would be the impolite way of putting it. She's a constitutional monarch. She has no political power. She has to avoid political controversy. This year, she's going to pay tribute to the London Olympics and the big success of British athletes. Here's a sneak preview.
All those who saw the achievement and courage at the Olympic and Paralympic Games were further inspired by the skill, dedication, training, and teamwork of our athletes.
So, okay, not exactly gripping stuff.
Exactly. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Mark.